Blackstone Audio presents The Sleep Room by F.R. Tallis. This book is read by Matthew Brenner. 1. I was nervous that morning, the morning of the interview. It was, as I recall, late August, and one of the last warm days of what had been an exceptional summer. The sky over Trafalgar Square was unblemished, and the fountains looked like sculpted glass. In my pocket was an envelope containing Hugh Maitland's reply to my application, written on thick, cream-laid paper. "I wonder if we could meet at my club. That would be most convenient, as I have another appointment there at 9:30. When I was a student, I used to listen to Maitland on the home service. He was a frequent contributor to discussion programs that were invariably preceded by the strains of a string quartet, often something modern and forward-looking, like Bartok. I would lie on my bed, with the lights off, hanging on his every word. An educated voice, pleasant, well-modulated, avuncular, but capable of dropping, when it suited him, to a lower register that conveyed absolute authority. Looking back now, I can see that he was an example of a particular type, a member of that emerging professional elite who came to dominate public life during the post-war years, all of whom possessed unshakable self-belief and a profound conviction that it was their destiny to shape a better future. Maitland was head of the Department of Psychological Medicine at St. Thomas's. However, he had also managed to retain consultancies at three other hospitals: the Maudsley, the Belmont, and the West...